Hello, everybody, and welcome to another podcast with Dami. That's Conversations with Dami for a minute. I forgot, what's this podcast about? Thank you for joining me on this episode. So good, so grateful to have you here. And just in case I haven't wished you a happy new month. I know we're already some days in April already, and I am excited. This year is rolling out so fast, and it just feels like tick says the clock, tick tick, what you have to do quick. Remember that song we used to sing when we're back in primary school? It just feels like do what God is telling you to do now, before time runs out and all of that. Yeah, that's not where I'm going to today, but let me just wish you a happy new month. And just in case you're not following me on Instagram, please do follow me at Conversations with Dams, because that's where I drop all the details about what I'm going to be talking about this month. So you might want to join that one. So I put up on my Instagram some days back, or a few days back, to say that this month, which is the month of April, is going to be a mom series. So it's going to be all about mommy life and all of that. Well, I tried to say that that's what is going to be this month. So I'm going to be talking about three distinct things. And the first of which is, or the first one I'm going to talk about today, is finding time for God as a career or working mom abroad. And I'm being specific about abroad because it's a whole new level. It's a whole new conversation. People who live here know that it's quite different. Back home, most people had support. You're probably lounging, honestly, when you're back home. Some people will have up to two nannies or helps with the kids and all of that. So, like, you're home. I mean, for lack of a better word, you're just home, so you're free, you have support system and all of that. At least I knew how I was running my life back at home compared to here. You're literally doing everything by yourself. You're fagged out, you're tired, you're the nanny, you're the cook, you're the teacher, it's a lot, I'm not even going to lie, honestly. But finding time for God as a person or as a career or working mom has to be first. It has to be something you desire. I think that's what I'll say. So when people actually say they don't have time for example, say people, someone says, I don't have time to read. It's not because you don't have time to read. You actually do not prioritize reading. That's why it looks as if you don't have time for reading, because there's 24 hours a day. There's about how many hours a week now? Sorry, my math is failing me, but there's quite a number of hours a week, and you can't tell me you don't have time to read if it were a priority to you. It's just like saying, oh, there's so much to do, I don't have time to have my bath today. I mean, it can happen sometimes, yeah, I totally get that, but it's a priority. If it's a priority to you, whether something comes up, whether there is whether something just really comes up, at the end of the day, you know that you're going to take your bath and all of that. So it's the same thing, or that's how I see it, in prioritizing God or in finding those times of connection with God. And most times it's not really even about the length. I don't think it should be, or that should be the gauge and say, oh, if I speak to God for 1 hour today, I want to speak for God for 1 hour today. And whenever you fall short, you feel bad and all of that. I'm probably going to talk about something, or I'll probably touch on it later, but it shouldn't be. So the first thing is for you to actually prioritize. If it means anything to you, you should prioritize actually spending time with God, seeking God, whether it's through prayer, through the word, through worship, through fellowship with others, through reading the Bible, or through listening to a message. I mean, whatever it is that you find as priority, I believe we should be able to have time for, which finding time for God, I would say, should be part, or top of the list in terms of priority for you. Another thing I'll say, or the second thing I'll say, is that being a mom is personalized. It, in my opinion, it's not a one-size-fits-all. So there's no template for motherhood. It's a difference. It's run on different engines. Just like the way you have a different car engine for an Audi, it's the same. It's different from a Toyota. It's different from a Land Cruiser. It's different from a Lexus and all of that. The engines are different. I mean, and I dare to say that not even are the engines different. You can't put the engine of a 2007 model in a 2017 model. Forget the fact that they both have 7.7 as the engine. They're clearly very different. You have to run in a new model, right? So being a mom is personalized, and there is no one size fits all. And it's okay, or I think it's okay to know that sometimes in your life, in motherhood, seasons change. So, for example, the time you had with God as a single person is clearly going to be different from the time you have for God when you are married. Not because you are not seeking God or your attention has been drawn away from Him. That's not it. I mean, I think even in the Bible, Paul talks about the fact that it's better for one to be unmarried, because he who is married cares about the affairs of, is chasing how to please his wife, chasing how to please her husband, is chasing how to please her wife, or vice versa, the husband. Yeah, so it takes away, there's a bit of attention taken away from you at that time when you are married. So it's okay that when seasons changed, I think what you can do, or what we can do, is actually adjust. And I'll give an example of myself. So before I got a job here living in the United Kingdom, I was a master's student. So even though I had assignments and all of that, and dissertations to write and all of those things, group discussions, I still sort of had some free time to be able to dig into the word more, to be able to pray more and all of that. And I realized that when I got a job and the seasons changed, I had to wake up earlier, I had to do stuff for the kids, I had to take care of my family. I mean, the dynamics just changed, right? And at a point, I felt like I was actually losing connection with God because I was comparing it to another season. Oh, so good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was comparing this current season I was in to another season. I mean, it would be very irresponsible of me to say that I have a job, or maybe you will run a business and say you want to pray for the whole day, or you want to pray from 6 a.m. to 12 noon when you have public customers knocking at your door. And it's not like if you're working in a place, it's not like maybe you want to leave and then you decided to take some time off to pray. That wouldn't make any sense. I mean, you'll be very irresponsible. I mean, let me just call the word it is. Very, very irresponsible. You obviously get sacked because they're like, you're not bringing your best to work, or you're coming to work, you get to work, you are sleepy all the time because you've prayed throughout the night. Now, I'm not saying that all of those things are bad in itself. They are not, but you need to adjust yourself to the seasons that you've come in. For example, when you just have a baby, it will be different from the season of having a baby. Maybe when the child is 3 months old, it's different from the season when the child is 2, 5, 10, 11, it's a completely different season. So you need to be able to adjust yourself to that time and season, and don't let the devil lie to you and say, oh, you are not as spiritual as you were, meaning that God is not answering your prayers again, or the presence is not just there again. That is a big lie, and please do not fall for that. You just need to adjust yourself to the seasons and make sure that you're still finding the moments or the times with God where you can actually really connect. And I feel this just ties in, or leads nicely into the next point I'm about to make, which is find the time of the day that works for you. So for me, I'm a morning person. I can say anything I don't, even at work, anything I don't do before lunchtime is likely not going to be done that day again, because I just thrive on morning, being a morning person. And my mom is like that. I think I got that from my mom. So we're both the same. I can sleep really early. Ask anybody who knows me. By 9, 10, most times I'm in bed. You hardly find me awake. I mean, it's only when I really have to. The only thing that probably keeps me awake now at the night is in the dead of the night, is when I have to record my podcast, because that's the only time I get pure silence. The kids are asleep and I don't have to worry about noise and all of that till I get my padded office, by God's grace. But you need to find that time that works for you. So for some people, it might be morning, some afternoon, some evening. But as much as possible, if you can do it early in the morning where there is no noise, no distraction. Because most times I find out when I wake up and I pray and I say, oh, okay, you know what, I'll read my Bible later. I actually do not end up reading it because there's just so much distraction. As I said, there's noise, there's work. Before you know it, you're tired. Before you know it, you're doing... you've cooked breakfast, then it's almost lunch, and then it's almost dinner. And then before you know it, the cycle goes on 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, weeks, months, years. You realize that you're beginning to lose that connection. So for me, as I said, waking up early is my superpower. Once I'm able to wake up and put things in check or put things in place in terms of those moments with God, and the truth is, it is not every time I actually want to do that. And that is the honest truth. Especially weekends where I just want to lay in bed and just loathe and really not do anything and all that. It takes a lot of strength and discipline. Some days for me are better than the others. But sometimes I just go there and I even don't feel like praying. Can I be real? I don't feel like praying sometimes. Or sometimes I feel like, you know what? God has disappointed me, or I'm waiting on this answer from God and I'm literally not getting anything, and I'm getting to that point of, can you hear me, God? And sometimes I literally just sit there. Sometimes it might just be me playing worship songs. Sometimes I just sit there and not say anything. Sometimes it might just be me on my prayer call, just not uttering a word, but just saying amen, amen to all the prayers. I mean, those are all the roller coasters and seasons, and God is still there in it all, because I've learned that it's not about feelings. That's the truth. It's really not. We don't... Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is not goosebumps. It's not the hair standing on the back of your neck. I mean, it could be, right? I'm not dismissing that. But what I'm just saying, that sometimes you might actually not feel that presence. Like, you feel like he's far away, but he's still there. Right? So we can't even rely on our feelings to be able to say, oh, today I feel like praying, or I feel like spending time with God. You really can't do that, because the truth is, the aim of the devil is to get you away. Just if he's saying to himself, like, just one day, let me just get out. And we can be so deceived with results, right? That's just the funny thing. You are drifting away from your walk with God in your own personal life, and then you're still going out, you're still ministering to other people, you're probably still healing other people, people are probably still getting saved. I mean, the gifts are still there, they'll still be manifesting, and you just realize that your spiritual life is dying, until one day the fan actually stops rolling, because all that time, the fan is still rolling. If you're in Nigeria or anywhere where, you know what, they take light sometimes, you realize that the fan keeps rolling, and after a while it comes to a complete stop, and then you realize that you run out of yourself, you run out of oil, you run out of fire, of zeal. So please, as much as possible, spend time, look for that day or time rather that works for you, if it's in the evenings, but morning, afternoon. But for me, I'll say, at least in this season or for now, I'll say the morning time, early in the morning, let me not even say 4, because that's a tough one. 5 a.m. just does the trick for me. If I tick it off, then I'm all good. I know what God is telling me throughout the day, and then it just easily works for me. Now, the next one is I use my train rides or car rides to speak to God. So I know as I hop on the train, it's probably going to take me at least an hour to get to work. So all of those times I listen to a sermon, I could listen to a sermon, I could listen to a teaching, I could listen to a podcast, I could listen to anything. So if I'm not listening to all of that, I might be reading a book that has to do with anything, honestly. I make sure that the train rides are not wasted, so I'm not just there and looking at all of the adverts on the train or listening to conversations or admiring people's shoes or dresses and all of that. I make sure that my train rides are not wasted, so I go with a book, I have my phone charged, my earphones charged, and just make sure I'm plugged in, right? I'm getting something for that day. I'm getting something that will lift me up. And because that's another thing, you can drift away by listening to something that absolutely doesn't make sense or is detrimental to your soul at the end of the day, or just leaves you drained or depressed. So I'm very, very intentional about the stuff or the things I listen to. So I always use my train rides to catch up with God and say, you know what, God, I think it's even in those moments I just really say, God, I'm tired, I'm struggling with this, help me with this, how do I do? Sometimes even at those rides I get correction from God. I say, hey, you messed up here, you didn't do this right. Not from a point of obviously like saying, oh, I dislike you and all of that, but no, it's just correction in love and saying, I need you to fix this, I need you to do this, what do you think about this and all of that. So if you hop on the train, I think that would be a great one or a great time too for you to speak to God, for you to actually relax and speak to him. However you want to catch up with us, through listening to something or just having personal conversations in your heart, that's actually also fine. You really don't have to follow my own method or reading a book or something. The other bit I also do is I actually listen to sermons a lot during cooking time, when I'm bathing the kids or dressing up for the kids. That's another favorite time where I catch up with God. Most times during these times, it's probably more worship to me. So the kids and I are singing along, we're dancing, we have sort of like a routine. I pick my own song, then my older kid picks his own song, the other last one to pick his own song. Or sometimes recently we've just been playing this game of complete the song. So I start a song and then someone completes it, they pick it up. I mean, those things might sound mundane or it sounds like, what are you doing? But somehow I think it adds up. Most of the conversations my kids have will come back to say, like, I say, oh, I remember when you said this when we were bathing. Oh, I heard this line from the song we said in this morning and I knew I was supposed to do this. I mean, it makes me know that I'm actually not wasting my time and the kids are actually picking something in the process. So at the end of the day, it's a win for me, it's a win for God, it's a win for family, it's a win for the kids, it's a win for everybody, right? So I make sure that my cooking time, because that's another place where I really spend a whole lot of time, and I could easily be drained after doing all that cooking. I mean, in fact, most times when I even cook, I end up not eating because I've just probably been in the kitchen all day, or I'm just so nauseated from all the tasting and everything in my nose. And I'm just like, you know what? I really don't feel like eating anymore. So I use the cooking time a lot and the bath time for the kids to just spend time with God, just have conversations in my heart sometimes, or sometimes it might just be me listening to an inspirational podcast or an uplifting podcast. And sometimes, yeah, I play back my podcast too, and it's in those moments I say, what? Did I really say that? I really can't believe it. But yeah, I think that's another time to look for cooking prep time or bath time would be a good one if you're looking for times to be actually be able to talk to God and him talking back to you. Because at the end of the day, we just don't want to be the one talking and rambling. I mean, that's what prayer is. Just keep talking. But the way God speaks back to us most times is through the word of God. I know, yes, you can hear the audible voice. I know also that you can have impressions in your heart. But all of these things come because the word has dwelt in you richly. So having time for God also is not just us. I don't want to see it as a one-sided thing. It's actually two-way communication. So us talking to God, and it might not even be just in the Bible. I'll also add other materials that you can find. So, for example, say you're studying on faith. Apart from what you have from the Bible, you pick up books from other thought leaders in that space. So, like Bishop Oyedepo is a leading person in that. Kenneth Hagin is also someone there. So, picking up all those materials to just find out what it is about faith that you're looking out for, and all of those twos and ones begin to add up. As I said earlier, it's really not about the duration or the time, because if you start looking at it like that way, it almost feels like a monotonous thing, and you almost feel like a register, like, okay, I've done 1 hour today, you've marked it. I've done 2 hours today, you've marked it. And then the day you do less than that, you feel bad, or you feel, oh, God is not happy with you and all of that. No, it should be from just as David said in the book of Psalms, that as the deer panted, so it should be like a pant from you to God. The Bible says if you seek him, you will find him. So if you actually do seek him with all your heart, you will surely find him. Lastly, another moment that I use to catch up with God, I would say, is I use my lunch break to read the Bible, or I listen to a sermon or something that I was probably listening to on the train ride but didn't get to finish. I might just end up finishing that during lunch, rather. So I use the audio Bible, just plug it in my ear, and then I just listen to something. I try to read the Bible off that way. And that way, I'm really not thinking, oh, I didn't get to read my Bible today. I mean, it might not be as effective as when I was actually having a sit down, had my notes to write on, had comments to also write on. But as much as possible, I try to have those notes also in my audio Bible, especially for lunch, because that's like a second snack time for me in terms of just munching on the word. And trust me, some of the things that I've gone to do, or I've gotten leadings to do, or having impressions about, were just times where I was just eating lunch and reading the Bible, and then something just jumped out of the scriptures into my spirit and it just stuck. So for me, those are my simple ways. I would say nothing spooky about it. It's just simple ways that I have learned to be able to find time with God. Again, I said this is personalized, so you have to look at yourself and look at the touch points, as we say in marketing, or if you're a media person, you understand what I'm saying. There are touch points in your day to day that you can actually have time with God. So look at those touch points, see what works for you. Are you a morning person? Are you more of a midnight person? Some people are midnight people. I am not a midnight person. Once I go to sleep by 11, it's only the Holy Spirit that can wake me up to pray, because most times in the morning I am going to get to pray again, right? Say by 5 a.m. I'm going to wake up to do that. So I make sure I sleep early so that I'm refreshed to be able to carry out my morning prayers and just spend some time with God. So look at those touch points and see where you need to, or where you can actually create moments or create time for God. It's not a one size fits all, as I'd said earlier. it doesn't have to follow this pattern. There is no pattern for being a mom. There's no pattern for different people have different work schedules and all of that. So it would be folly to just expect a season of your life to be like the other season. You can't compare, because that's where we begin to miss it. And then the devil begins to lie to you and say, oh, because you're not spending so much time anymore, God doesn't love you, he's not answering your prayers again. And that is an absolute lie, because that is what he does best. He knows how to lie. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. And if it's something that you want to share, please do share on your stories, on your Instagram, WhatsApp, wherever it is that you want to share. Let me know what you learned, and maybe let me know how you do yours. Maybe I could pick up a thing or two, because as I said, this thing is a daily thing. We pick it up daily. Some days are better than the others, and that's the truth. There's some days I've just thought, oh, it's been an absolute drag. And there are some days I'm all fired up and all of that. But as I said, it's not dependent on feelings. You have to just stay there. And God knows that he can rely on you to be there every time. So that concludes today's episode of the Mom Series, the first one. I have another episode coming up next week. Now, the way it's looking in the month of April, now I know I said this was going to be bi-weekly, the podcast was going to be bi-weekly, but it looks as if I'm going to have 3 episodes in this April, and I am getting the impression to start this weekly. I'll confirm to you guys, I don't know yet, but I've just gone from starting this podcast of saying, hey, I don't have nothing to say, and then it just looks like my notes is full and there's just so much to decompress and talk about. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. But for now, in the month of April, we're going to have 3 episodes, and this concludes the first one. Next week, I'm going to be talking about something different that is going to be about how motherhood changes you. So you want to stick around for that one, and you really hear something on that one, something really, really interesting. But join me on the next one, on the next episode, which will be next week also. And remember to follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook at Conversations with Dams. I want the following to increase. Yeah, I'm begging you guys, follow, subscribe, like, share. Tell me what touched you. Tell me what made sense to you. And remember that you are never alone on this journey. Have a great day, guys. Bye.